Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, marketing people, executives, whoever else I feel like, four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Stuart Skamra, and I am the CEO of OmniQuest. OmniQuest is the world leader in design synthesis. This is supervised machine learning that aids engineering designers to perfect their products. We deliver increased performance, productivity, and profit, helping customers create winning and more profitable products in record time.
Love it, Stuart. Number two, what advice are you going to share? Go for it.
The definition of success, in my opinion, is the ability to survive while also delivering increased stakeholder value. Very important to distinguish between stakeholders and shareholders. Stakeholders include employees, customers, suppliers, business partners, and yes, shareholders. In some cases, you may consider competitors to be stakeholders. The cost of money, you know, what it takes for you to develop and deliver your value proposition, follows in the same order. Your lowest cost of money is your employees. Next to that is your customers. Third, most or least expensive is suppliers, and then business partners. The absolute most expensive money that you will gain in building your business is from shareholders or outside investors. With the information technology infusing most everything that we do in living, working, and playing, the amount of time, talent, and treasure required to stand up a startup is ridiculously low. It used to be you would burn through $5 million, $10 million just fixing to get ready. Now you bypass that spend altogether. With a passionate and dedicated founding team, the most relevant and least expensive money for you to pursue is customer money. Critical in this pursuit is finding the right contact within your target customer base who wants to be the hero, who wants to stand out among their peers, who wants to find themselves on the cover of Time magazine, on Newsweek, on Wired magazine, and work to position yourself and your value proposition to promote their elevation within their industry.
Love it there. Let's get to question number three. What other top CEOs, business owners, influencers, or executives that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Five individuals that immediately come to mind that have been very helpful to me throughout my career is Lee Stein, Adeo Ressi, Peter Diamandis, Christopher Resendez, and Ludmila Morozovo-Bus. Thank you all for your support these years.
Well, awesome. I'll look them all up there. Number four, the final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
The most epic sale with which I was involved was 25 years ago. And this was in the early days of what we now enjoy and know of as Wi-Fi. Hmm. During that time, there were roughly 25 companies battling one another out for who would win in the wireless local area networking world. And the big decision influence came from the CFO of Nippon Steel. He made his decision to select our technology based upon an English and translated to Japanese white paper and presentation that I authored. And so to me, it was very gratifying to see that describing what you can't see and why it is that it performs so much better than any other technology had a very positive effect on that individual. This led directly to the CEO of IBM, Lou Gerstner, finally making a decision within the IBM Corporation that they would proceed with our technology. Once we won that position, there were only two companies that had our technology and over 20 companies that had the competitive alternatives. Once we won these marquee, these top shelf customer accounts, we very quickly ratified a standard celebrated the success of a wireless LAN standard, and in parallel with this, developed and delivered a technology that was 10 times more powerful in performance at one half the cost of any alternative technology. That led to the establishment of what we know of today as Wi-Fi. Performance always wins. Mm-hmm. The issue was that we were being outspent on all fronts in the industry analysts, in the trade press. But when it came right down to it, if you can deliver 10 times more than any other incumbent supplier, you have a very good chance of winning out.
That's awesome. So really, the reason I'm using Wi-Fi right now is because of you. You're one of those people.
I'm one of these people in low places that help to make things happen. Yes.
Love it. Love it there. Hey, Stuart, you've got 2 minutes and 23 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. I'm flexible. Go for it.
Well, I might seek your advice on, I'm dealing once again at OmniQuest with the most powerful technology that enables, you know, the automated streamlining of product designs, that enables large automotive manufacturers to remove 20 to 30% of the weight of their vehicle designs. Yet, if you bring a powerful tool like that to someone who has been designing vehicles for decades, they may take exception to it and say, oh my goodness, why is it that you think that you can provide something that's going to work better than my intuition? Unfortunately, the first principles that the design engineer learns in college escape them, you know, as they are, you know, taking on their career. And what we do is we actually return to first principles. We apply the mathematics and the physics that enable the computers to finally work for the designer, and turn computer-aided or CAD, computer-aided design, into true design and not just drafting. So my question to you is, what do I need to do in order to make more people aware that it's okay sometimes to allow the algorithms and the mathematics and the physics that you learned in college do the work for you?
Well, first off, you got to make sure you don't insult someone's intelligence. And yes, understand their way. Engineers, just like salespeople, are very sensitive. You know, it's just, that's just how it is on that part there. And then it's really just, you know, doing a, basically a lot of PR press. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of car podcasts out there you can get on.
Agreed.
Yeah. So that's kind of would be my basic 101 and 1 minute kind of strategy there. Obviously we can talk a little more detail, but I only got 25 seconds left. So I'm trying to think of what I can say in 25 seconds. Those are kind of the basic 101s of it.
Well, I appreciate that feedback. And I myself, as a recovering engineer, understand completely. And it's a difficult challenge, but I believe that the team we've assembled is up to it.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Stuart, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
I think it's because it looks like Bob.
It does. It does. Your website, say it real quick.
OmniQuest.world.
In the description. It's magic. Stuart, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.